be honest with you, I think it is a bit premature to actually reach any safe conclusions, obviously. We were all very surprised by this outcome, simply because the UK has been a member of the European Union for over 40 years now, and we were used to actually doing things in a very certain way. And given that we have certain developments over the last 20 or so years in terms of football regulation, we have to say that we need to start planning for what lies ahead. And when I'm talking about developments, and obviously I'm referring to the Bosman case and all the subsequent developments we had after the Bosman case.
Of course, and when we're looking at this now, obviously there is still quite a lot over the next 2 years that is going to be discussed, but if there is no, say, for example, free movement of people, could that, I mean, it is currently illegal to limit the number of overseas players from the EU in English Premier League teams. I mean, is that something that, do you think, could change going forward?
Possibly, yes. All depends really on the actual agreement the new British government is going to actually create with the European Union. Depending on the agreement and depending on whether there are restrictions in the movement of workers, we will see several developments, especially in the Premier League. For example, if the European Union and the new British government decide not to actually approach a soft agreement, that means there will be certain restrictions on how many players can actually move over to the Premier League. In terms of obviously acquiring the best European players, but I'm afraid Premier League clubs will be at a sort of very disadvantageous position. However, on the other hand, this will allow homegrown players to actually acquire more opportunities. And in the long term, in my opinion, I think the English national team will become stronger.
I mean, we all look at the Premier League. It is the richest league in the world. But not just looking at that one, but also looking at the Championship and players that are going to be coming over from Europe that join Championship clubs. Is there going to be an increased level of bureaucracy in case of work permits, bringing players over, which it seems so easy for some Championship players? It might come at some of a cost now.
Absolutely right. Yes, I have to agree with you. It would increase bureaucracy. It would make the process extremely expensive and time-consuming. That's why I have to actually rely on British government, whatever the British government is, they need to make sure they actually negotiate appropriately, and they must actually get as many things as possible out of such an agreement. Because if there is a soft agreement, a type of agreement that resembles the one Switzerland, for example, has with the European Union, and even Norway has with the European Union, then perhaps there may be a few there might be some sort of flexibility in terms of allowing European Union players coming into England and playing in the English Premier League. If there's no such agreement, like you correctly pointed out, that would increase obviously bureaucracy, and it would probably make the process expensive and time-consuming.
I imagine on the same level, something along the lines of the under-18s also can't be signed from outside of the European Union. We all know the case of Neymar. And could that affect Premier League clubs missing out on some of the best young talent that is under-18, for the likes of Cesc Fabregas, for example?
Yes, absolutely. This is another, obviously, development that will affect British clubs. Obviously, FIFA has an important role to play here because you have to follow what the regulatory framework of FIFA dictates. But like I said, it would all depend really on the agreement that the British government would basically sort out with the European Union.